In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
Was and is.
I spoke a few days ago at the Feast of the Annunciation about two of the many virtues in the person of Mary, the Theotokos, obedience and service. And I spoke about her obedience in its greatest expression by her responding to the announcement by from Gabriel that she would bear Christ, Jesus. And in her affirmation, in her affirming response to that, in her obedience. But also in that action or in that response, it expresses also her as an example for all of us of service. We often refer to Mary as the highest example for all of us as humans as to who we are to emulate in our life, not only in her obedience, but in her service. And what greater service could she offer than to, as we hear time and time again in these beautiful hymns, especially of the salutation service, how she contained the uncontainable. She held within her womb life, but not just life, eternal life in Jesus Christ. And this is the highest, the greatest example and calling in terms of her service. And so this, first and foremost, is the example and the calling for each one of us, because we too, though not literally as she bore him and gave birth to him, but we too in our hearts, as we often hear in, again, the hymns and the prayers, are called to bear him in our hearts, and then in and through us, bear him to the world, or be an example and let the illumination shine to those around us. So we too are called to serve just as Mary served. And then we have other examples that we know both in Scripture and in tradition about her. First and foremost is the first miracle of our Lord at the wedding at Cana, where she directed those who were questioning about something as simple as wine to her son. And she expressed her obedience to him when we know his response to her, but also directing them to him in terms of creating a much greater and deeper miracle in their lives. And that's a change, because if he could change water into wine, how much more would that change be impacted in their lives and in our lives? The change of, again, bearing Christ within us. So Mary is our example of service, certainly obedience, but service. And for us in our lives, this is why we in our confession of faith and in the beauty of our Orthodox Christian liturgical expression, this is why we come here on Friday nights during Lent. This is why we have the Paraklesi services during the year. This is why we celebrate and honor her. She said it herself as we read in the gospel. But we do this because here is the highest example we have of a human of these wonderful virtues that we are called to emulate, obedience and service. So through her intercessions, the Mother of God, the Theotokos, interceding to her Son, may he strengthen all of us so that we may follow her example in being obedient and serving our Lord.